This is Dr. Oliver dictating for June the 13th of the year 2020. The first patient is Charles Panakia. The last name is P like in Peter, A, N like in November, A, C like in Charlie, K like in Kilo, I, A. Charles, period. This is the clinical case of a 47-year-old a white male that is referred by Heidi Smith. Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, A-P-R-N, for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that was detected several years ago, between 7 and 8. He has been taking medication for this arterial hypertension, and he has been faithful with the medication. 3 years ago, the patient was diagnosed with psoriasis. The patient went to the Mayo Clinic and has been also seen by the rheumatologist, Dr. A. Torres. And there is a psoriasis that has joint compromise as well. It's mainly in the joints externally and also internally, especially in the hands and ankles. A specific treatment for psoriasis has been done. The patient has been smoking for more than 20 years, and he has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is associated to this. The reason for the referral, the presence of a serum creatinine that is between 1.3 and 1.6 milligrams most of the time. In the latest laboratory workup that was in April 2023, the patient has a creatinine that was elevated at 1.63, an estimated GFR that is 61 mLs per minute, and the protein creatinine ratio less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis in order to assess the urinary sediment. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup, which is going to include a retroperitoneal ultrasound, a protein creatinine ratio in the urine urinalysis, and a microalbumin creatinine ratio. Number two, the patient has a hypertriglyceridemia. He likes sweets. Whether or not the patient is in a pre-diabetic state has to be found out. We are going to order hemoglobin A1C. Number three, there is evidence of persistent hypokalemia with the CO2 that is higher than 30. The The patient is taking potassium supplementation, and he also takes diuretics. Whether or not this is a diuretic effect is a consideration. However, if this could be an hypertension that is related to. Increase aldosterone. We are going to check the aldosterone as well as the renin aldosterone ratio. Following number. In the several complete metabolic profiles, there is evidence of borderline high hypercalcemia. We don't have a phosphorus. We are going to check the ionized calcium, the PTH, the 25 vitamin D that has been low a couple of times. And we are going to consider and rule out the possibility of primary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, arterial hypertension, the patient takes medication to control the blood pressure. Among the medications that the patient takes include the administration of furosemide 20 milligrams every day, triamterin with hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5-25, one tablet per day. Whether or not the patient is taking a beta blocker is not known. The patient is taking a beta blocker, propranolol, 40 milligrams POVID. And potassium chloride. If this is an aldosterone-driven hypertension, it could be a consideration. We will evaluate for with that purposes. Following number, psoriasis, that has been treated by the rheumatologist. Treated with Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on pantoprazole. Following number is organic sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to heavy smoking. Period. We are going to order the laboratory workup, and the recommendations given to the patient is a salt-free diet. Avoid the industrial production of food and go to a plant-based diet. A fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours and use the diuretics just if necessary. We also gave the recommendation of quitting smoking in order to avoid inflammation and the untoward effects of the nicotine abuse. We are going to reevaluate the case after the completion of the laboratory workup and the imaging that includes a retroperitoneal ultrasound, and we will see the patient right afterwards. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 35 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.